welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zunkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you are looking to massively uplevel your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zunkina, and I'm so grateful that you decided to push play today. Today, I wanted to read an email to you that I wrote to my list about a week ago that blew people's minds. I have never received more responses to an email and more requests to turn this topic into a podcast episode than when I sent out this email to my list last week. And I don't know if you're on my email list or not, which if you're not, you can easily do so by going to manifestationbabe.com and signing up for something like the freebie library. And if you are, then you've probably already read this email, but I also wanted to deliver it to you in audio form as well. So that way, if you're driving in your car or doing the dishes or doing some laundry or taking care of errands or just relaxing in bed and listening to this on your headphones, that you could also get this information in that way too. I know some of us prefer to read, some of us prefer to listen to audio, so it doesn't matter what your medium is. I wanted to make sure I got this information to you, especially since I got so many requests to turn this email into a podcast episode. So today's episode, I'm literally just reading this email. And so if the format sounds a little funky, just keep in mind that I am going to be saying things like, I'm about to share with you the juiciest, most valuable email you've ever received from me. But the content itself is going to make as much sense in audio form as it will in email form. And this email really is how to change your beliefs to transcend your limitations so that you can transform your life. And I'm so curious, you guys, after you're done listening to this podcast, please take a screenshot of it and tag me on Instagram or tag me on Facebook or wherever you are in the social media sphere and let me know what you thought of it, one, and two, how you're going to apply it in your life. And if you can leave me a review or share the link of this podcast with someone you love, someone you know, someone you care about, I would so appreciate that as well. Okay, are you ready for this? Let's go ahead and get started. Hey, gorgeous soul, have you ever wondered exactly how to change your beliefs and what your beliefs even are at this very moment? I'm about to share with you the juiciest, most valuable email you've ever received from me. I'm going to share with you exactly how beliefs are formed, how to figure out what your beliefs are, and how to change them. Obviously, I need an entire book to go deeper into this, but my hope for you is that you take away something from this that will help you transcend all of your limitations and completely transform your life from one single email, or in this case, audio. When I ask myself why I started my business and what kept me going those long 18-hour days when I just started, the only answer that comes up over and over again for me is this. I want to help people reach their potential regardless of their fears or perceived limitations. I don't do this for money, although the universe has blessed me with plenty of it so that I can live an abundant life as an example to others of what's possible. And I don't do this for recognition, although that has been a blessing too, since I have to get my work out there somehow. I do this because you deserve better, and I really believe that. I do this because you deserve to know that you have everything within you to be resourceful enough to make anything happen in this lifetime. You are source expressing itself through human form. You are limitless in nature. You have no excuse but to thrive and manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I'm a strong believer that there is so much more out there for you. You've barely scratched the surface and you're just getting started. The only way to screw up the path to reaching your potential is by getting sucked into the limiting stories that you keep telling yourself over and over and over again. This will be a long ass email, and it did end up being that way, but I promise it's worth it if you decide to stick with me. And if you felt like this was transformational for you in any way, forward it to as many people as you like. This is my gift to you and the ones you love most. Over the last decade, I've nailed success in the manifestation process to this very sentence. Your externally expressed reality is a result of your dominant internal beliefs. Your beliefs rule everything. They rule what you focus on, what you see, what you hear, and the insights that come to you on a daily basis. Well, what is a belief anyway? A belief starts as a thought. A thought becomes a belief when the thought has been repeated over and over and over again until the subconscious mind accepts it as truth or the way things are. A thought typically takes over your consciousness when it has emotion tied to it, which is why, no surprise, we need to integrate emotion into the process of changing them. But we'll get to that a little bit later. Where do these repetitive thoughts come from? Most often they come from a SEE, also known as a significant emotional event, or something you pick up from a quote-unquote trusted adult in your childhood. An example from my own life of a SEE, or significant emotional event, looks something like this. My mom crying over the bills she just received in the mail, telling me that she doesn't know what to pay for first. Clothes for back to school, food on the table, my math tutoring classes, or the bills that my father refused to help her with after their divorce. The repetitive thought that came from this experience was, there's only so much money to go around, we can't afford to have everything that we need, and money creates pain and suffering. Because of the emotion attached to this SEE, these thoughts were solidified pretty quickly into my subconscious mind. An example from my own life of something I picked up from a quote-unquote trusted adult looks something like this. Every time I would see a contest being advertised on the cereal box or on the TV, my dad would immediately tell me to never believe these people because they're just trying to scam you and pretend they're going to give you something. Because this came from my dad, who is a trusted adult in my childhood, I adopted the belief that people are never trying to just give away something without any expectations in return. You shouldn't trust people. You see, as kids, we are sponges. Psychologists and experts in the area of brain development often say that our subconscious minds are only 7 years old. From the ages of 0 to 7, we are the most impressionable to our surroundings because we are walking subconscious minds. We are extensions of the beliefs of our parents and other adults who took care of us at that impressionable age. Whatever we hear from these adults, we automatically accept as truth.
We model the behaviors of these trusted adults as well. If your parents always panicked over bills, you'll find yourself modeling that behavior as an adult, even if they never expressed why they were panicking. Take a second to think back to your childhood right now. Think of how much has been said and done from the ages of 0 to 7. Mind-blowingly scary, right? Thankfully, I will teach you how to shift your limiting beliefs and reprogram your mind so that you can take advantage of a massive head start to completely transforming your life from this concept alone. So, now that we know how beliefs are formed in the most simplistic way that can be explained, let's talk about how these beliefs impact our realities. When I say reality, what I mean here is the outward, physically expressed reality you might typically refer to as your life. It's the things that you can see, hear, feel, smell, taste, and touch. It's the people that show up in your life, the events that happen to you, and the circumstances you're currently finding yourself in. Our reality is a reflection of our identity. Our identity is an expression of the stories we tell ourselves on a consistent, moment-by-moment basis. These stories are composed of our most dominant beliefs, which are backed up by our most dominant thoughts. If you're someone who enjoys flowcharts, it looks something like this. Dominant thoughts lead to dominant beliefs. Dominant beliefs lead to dominant stories. Dominant stories become identity, which is who we are as a result that influences our behaviors. And that leads to our outwardly expressed reality. You can see that your thoughts, beliefs, stories, and identity make up your internal reality. Then that internal reality directly influences your external reality by affecting what you distort, delete, or generalize based off of how your mind is filtering your external world and how you behave, which is also known as what you do about it. To give you an example of a story I told myself my entire life up until just a few years ago was this. I'm a shy, introverted, awkward person who never knows what she's talking about. I have no friends, no one likes me, and my opinions don't matter. I have to go to school and study really, really hard because at least I will become really smart and smart people are successful. I can never be a public figure or someone who speaks in public because I have nothing interesting to say and all of my stories are boring. When people's attention is on me, my mind goes blank, and for that reason, I must hide behind my textbooks so that I'm a success in at least something. This story, you can easily guess all the different beliefs that I had adopted growing up that led to this story that dominated my mind. It would be the story that I'd fall back upon anytime I'd be pushed outside of my comfort zone or exposed to a situation in which I might fail. All of these beliefs are attached to many, many significant emotional events over the course of my childhood, as well as trusted adults feeding me information about myself, therefore never taking any action on putting myself out there. I have many memories where I had kids laugh at me every time I would stand up in front of the class and present something. It was so embarrassing that I swore off public speaking for the rest of my life. I made that drastic life decision at the age of 6. I also remember my mom and grandma telling family members and friends around the dinner table at social gatherings that I'm a very shy child and will take a long time to open up to them. Shy became my identity. I successfully lived up to this expectation that the adults in my life set up for me, and this was exactly what held me back in my adulthood. These stories became my identity, and my identity impacted how I showed up in my life. It affected everything for me. In order for me to change my life as an adult who wanted to achieve some pretty epic things while helping those around me, I had to go back to the basics. Recognizing and becoming more aware that my limiting beliefs were holding me back, I knew that one of my options had to be to change my beliefs. Take all my limiting, negative, self-imposed beliefs about myself and trade them for new, empowering beliefs. But what if you've spent your entire lifetime believing something? Is it possible to just trade your beliefs for new ones? With some awareness, taking inventory of your current reality, asking yourself a couple of really good questions, and implementing the power of your subconscious mind, anything is possible, literally. Let's go back to our flowchart. Dominant thoughts lead to dominant beliefs. Dominant beliefs lead to dominant stories. Dominant stories lead to identity, who we are as a result that influences our behaviors. And identity leads to our outwardly expressed reality. How did you come to believe what you currently believe? Again, you either had an emotional experience leading you to accept something as the way things are, or you adopted someone else's belief system automatically as a child. But how did that begin? It all started with a thought. Your dominant thoughts become your beliefs. If you want to change your beliefs, we must go back to the beginning of our flowchart. If you were already living the reality that you want to be living right now, what are the thoughts that would be going through your mind the majority of the time? You'd be focused on completely different things than you're currently focusing on, wouldn't you? For example, if I wanted to go from a reality of being shy and introverted to a reality where I'm confident and social with those around me, I must start thinking thoughts that relate to confidence and extroversion. For example, thoughts like, it's easy for me to talk to new people. I enjoy social interactions. It's a possibility for me to become a more confident person. Then the task is to simply allow those new, more productive, and more empowering thoughts to dominate your mind. How can you spend the majority of your time thinking the thoughts of the version of yourself who is already living the reality that you are after? Before moving on with my easy to implement formula for creating new beliefs so that you can start actually living the life that you desire, I first wanted to share with you an easy way to spot the limiting beliefs that are holding you back right now. In order for you to make changes in your life, you must first become aware of where you're currently located in the GPS of life. Think of your basic GPS system that you have on your smartphone or in your car. There are three very basic components of the GPS system: the destination, your current location, and the path to get there. All three of these are important in order for the GPS to function properly. But the GPS becomes useless if it doesn't know where you're currently located. What's the point of the destination and the path to get there if your GPS thinks you're in Egypt right now when you're actually located in Los Angeles? No help, right? Same thing goes for your life, relationships, business, career, health, and every other area of your life. If you don't know where you currently are, how can you expect to get to where you want to go? So, let's assess. Take a look around you right now. Get a good look at your current reality. Are you making the kind of money that you want to make? Are you in the relationships that you want to be in? Are your friendship circles the kind that motivate and inspire you? If you look in the mirror, do you love what you see? How do you feel about yourself and your life? Do you spend most of your time frustrated, stressed out, and angry? Or are you generally happy and grateful for every aspect of your life? Get a really good look at your surroundings. They are a clue to your dominant beliefs, which again, impact your story, identity, behaviors, etc. Now ask yourself this super important domino question to really find out what you believe to be true. The person who lives this kind of reality, what must they believe to be true about X in order to manifest X? Or you can say it as, the person who lives this kind of reality, what must they believe to be true about blank in order to manifest blank? An example of how I personally have answered this question looks something like this. The person who lives this kind of reality, what must they believe to be true about themselves in order to manifest extreme fear of social interactions and public speaking? My answer, they must believe that people are judgmental and public speaking is a very easy place to get laughed at and criticized. Another example of how I've personally answered this question before, the person who lives this kind of reality, what must they believe to be true about blank in order to manifest blank? The person who lives this kind of reality, what must they believe to be true about money in order to manifest extreme anxiety about the possibility of running out of money or being broke and overworking themselves to sustain their income? My answer, they must believe that money is a limited resource that can dry up at any moment. They must believe that there's such a thing as running out of money, and the only way to keep the supply from disappearing is to keep working harder and harder. I often get asked, how important is it for me to get back to the source of all my beliefs? Do I need to remember every conversation in my childhood? Do I need to remember all of the behaviors of every adult in my life? Do I need to go back and relive all of those traumatic, significant emotional events? As you'll soon find, my process does not require reliving the past in order to make changes in your life. Your beliefs are already being mirrored back to you in your reality. Just take a look around you right now and you'll find all the answers you're looking for. Again, this is not a perfect black or white process. Nothing in the world is. We can't expect a one-size-fits-all approach for success, but we can get pretty damn close. And so, for now, all you need is that question I gave you above to figure out what even are your beliefs in the first place. And from there, you can ask yourself, are these limiting me or are these empowering me? I believe that there are no right or wrong beliefs, only those which are limiting or empowering you. If you have beliefs that are severely limiting you from getting to your ultimate destination, then it's time to change them. How do we go about changing our limiting beliefs into empowering ones? Well, I'm about to give you a very simple step-by-step formula. In my 3-step manifestation process, I talk about the power of becoming the version of yourself who is already living the reality of your dreams. This is basically the same thing as asking yourself what your identity must be in order for you to manifest your ideal reality. Remember, coming from our flowchart, identity is what influences our behaviors and ultimately shows up in our reality. We need to start there since that will key us into the beliefs that we must adopt in order to become that identity. You can work forwards and backwards in the flowchart. And sometimes the easiest way to work through it is to start with your identity. Because when you already are someone new, obviously there are new thoughts, beliefs, stories, and behaviors that are part of being that new identity. Here is exactly how you can change your beliefs in order to transcend your limitations and transform your life. Step number one. Identity. Who must I become in order to achieve what I want? Who is that version of myself who is living my ultimate dream reality? Step number two, ask yourself, what does this version of myself believe to be true about blank in order to manifest blank? Step number three, create an image of what this would look like. What would you see, hear, feel, smell, taste, and/or touch when this becomes your reality? Our subconscious minds are connected to our imagination and thrive off of imagery. When you create a visual of what you're in the process of becoming and creating, it's much easier for your subconscious mind to get on board and help you out. Step number four. Take your answer in number two and create an affirmation out of the new belief or beliefs that you have discovered that you must adopt to manifest that new reality. Practice expressing this new belief in as many ways as possible. It can be expressed in writing on a whiteboard that you keep in your office, in your journal by your bedside table, or spoken out loud to yourself as you look at yourself in the mirror. I remember speaking it out loud into existence. It's super important to note that you speak... I recommend speaking it out loud into existence. It's super important to note that you speak this new belief into existence with emotion. Remember how your old beliefs became your beliefs? They were just thoughts that were solidified with emotion. I personally like to walk around, pump my fist in the air, and shout my affirmations. Step number five. Repeat step number four over and over and over again until you've hit the tipping point. The reason why most people shrug off affirmations so quickly and claim that it doesn't work is because they didn't do it long enough, and there certainly wasn't enough emotional backing up the process. The goal is to feel as if your affirmations are already 100% true. See my notes below this process to find out what the tipping point is and a hack on how you can make your beliefs more believable to reduce the resistance that you might be feeling about them at first. Step number six. You know the belief has been integrated into your subconscious mind the moment you start seeing proof in your reality. The moment you see proof, immediately celebrate your new reality, even if it isn't yet perfect. This will come with time and more integration. Time times repetition equals mastery and results. You cannot give up here or you will end up going backward to your old beliefs. This is where 99.9% of the population gives up. They don't acknowledge their progress and certainly don't repeat this work often enough for it to be 100% integrated into their beliefs. Asterisk, a note on the tipping point. This is the moment when the compound effect takes over. Compound effect is a very well-known principle in the investment and financial world, but very little known in the personal development world. This is why so many people give up way too early and end up settling for far less than they deserve. Think of a game of golf where you and I decide to play each hole at a bet of 10 cents a hole. Each hole we double our bet and keep playing until we reach the full game of 18 holes. You think to yourself, oh, this is nothing, let's do it. Assuming that the final hole would be a bet of something like $25, you decide to play with no hesitation. But here's what actually happens. Hole number one, 10 cents. Hole number two, 20 cents. Hole number three, 40 cents. Hole number four, 80 cents. Hole number five, $1.60. Hole number six, $3.20. Hole number seven, $6.40. Hole number eight, $12.80. Hole number nine, $25. Okay, so you've reached $25 and you think to yourself, okay, how big can this actually get? Except, keep listening. Hole number 10, $51.20. Hole number 11, $102.40. Hole number 12, $204.80. Hole number 13, $409.60. Hole number 14, $819.20. Hole number 15, $1,638. Hole number 16, $3,276. Hole number 17, $6,553. And hole number 18, $13,107. 25 bucks? More like $13,107. That's quite a game of golf now, isn't it? Do you notice how the tipping point of the game is hit at around hole 11? We go from playing under $100 per hole to all of a sudden hitting the high three figures, entering the four figures, and ending at the five figures. Damn, that happened fast. But did it really? Think about how long it takes to play 11 holes. Think how much patience, practice, and focus a game of golf takes just for one hole. It takes a lot to stick out a game for 11 holes, at least in my opinion. But once you pass 11 holes, what's 18 holes? Hole 11 is where the game is bet at $100. Hole 18 is where you hit $13,000. Think about how this relates to your affirmation game. Where do you typically give up? Hole number 3? Hole number 5? Hole number 8? It's no wonder most people assume that it just doesn't work. Your subconscious mind has an invisible line separating from the conscious mind. If you were to make a graphic of a brain and split the brain into two halves horizontally using a line, that line would be called the critical factor. A subconscious mind has two jobs when it comes to the critical factor: accept or reject. There is no analysis here. It's a very automatic process based on your conditioning or what the conscious mind orders it to do. If your conscious mind says something is 100% bullshit, your subconscious mind will immediately reject it. It will bounce off the critical factor. If your subconscious mind's conditioning was to immediately reject any positive beliefs around money or success, they will do this on auto without the conscious mind. On the other hand, if your conscious mind is willing to accept something new, your subconscious mind still might reject it. This is because it's not typical to your current conditioning or belief system. This is something that hasn't yet been 100% accepted as truth, and so it will keep rejecting it until it notices something different about this new statement or idea. You keep feeding it to your subconscious mind over and over and over again. Because your subconscious mind is very good at conserving energy, since your brain consumes a ton of calories to function, if you feed it something over and over and over again, especially with intention and emotion, it will eventually say, okay, fine, stop repeating this. It's taking way too much of my energy to keep rejecting it. I'll accept it as part of your new programming. Boom, you hit the tipping point. Your subconscious mind accepts a new statement as part of your new conditioning and programming. It is at this point that it becomes a part of your identity and gets projected out into your reality. But do most people stay consistent with this process? Unfortunately, they give up way before the 11th hole. They don't ever get to that point where it gets easier and the results compound to great heights. There are a few ways you can bypass the critical factor faster, using hypnosis or visualizing your beliefs as if they were already true 5 minutes before you fall asleep at night. This is when your subconscious mind is most impressionable because your conscious mind is no longer giving your subconscious orders on whether or not to accept or reject. It just simply accepts automatically. A very simple way that I can help you create affirmations that are less likely to be rejected and get to that 11th hole faster is to add either of these two phrases at the beginning of your new beliefs. One is, I am in the process of believing that blank, or I am choosing to believe that blank. Since it's already true that you are in the process of believing something or choosing to believe something new, you're less likely to call bullshit on the new belief. Eventually, you can drop this preframe and just repeat the new empowering belief. Once you understand this process, you'll see how easy it is to change your beliefs. It's easy because it's simple, but at the same time, it's hard because it takes a lot of repetition. However, by making that repetition a daily habit, you'll get there in no time. I can't say this enough. Do not give up before you reach the tipping point. I'm often asked how often one needs to repeat an affirmation in order for the subconscious mind to accept it. Some believe you need to write it down 100 times per day. Some believe you must say it 10 times a day every day for 21 days straight. If you want my opinion based on coaching many people and completely transforming my reality in the last 2.5 years, you need to keep going until you believe it to your very core. There is no magic number because we are all different. We've all been through different experiences and lived different lives, so we can't treat this as a one-size-fits-all approach. You keep going until you've built up so much certainty around your new belief that you can't help but to laugh at your old beliefs and how crazy it was that you even once thought that way. Some beliefs took me 6 months, some took me 5 minutes. It all depended on how much resistance I had toward them when first starting the process. My money beliefs took me about 6 months to integrate, but my beliefs around my social interactions took me literally 5 minutes. There's no magic formula here. In the last 2.5 years of my life, I went from being completely broke and in $25,000 worth of debt to becoming a multimillionaire at the age of 25. While many believe that I grew up in a wealthy family, had no negative childhood experiences, and had everything handed to me, the complete opposite is true. Nothing was handed to me. No one taught me this at an early age. I had to reprogram generations of poverty thinking. I grew up incredibly poor, crammed inside a teeny tiny one-bedroom government-subsidized apartment, sharing a room with my mom and abusive father. I just did the effing work and reprogrammed my mind to automatically think like a multimillionaire. I used this exact process that I wrote out for you and took action on a daily basis to not only think like a multimillionaire, but act like one too. And this is why I have so much faith in the fact that if I can do this work, so can you. So now that I'm 10 pages into this whole explanation of how to change your beliefs, I'm going to spare your eyes and save the rest for an ebook or mini printed book that I would love to make available to you at the same time in the future. Let me know if this was helpful and hit the reply button. Obviously you can't because you're listening to me. But please tag me on Instagram, take a screenshot of this podcast, anywhere where you know I like to hang out. Share your thoughts, share your breakthroughs with me, and let me know if you'd love to learn more. I also teach this process in depth. So if you really like this podcast episode and thought that it was so insightful, I go in depth and also give you a lot more useful tools inside of my Manifestation Babe Academy in case you want to become a master of this and make it even more actionable in your life. The next launch of MBA is in November of this year, and you can get on the waitlist by going to manifestationbabeacademy.com. And before I end the longest email I've ever written, I wanted to remind you that I have a 7-day money mindset makeover bootcamp featuring my Tapping Into Massive Wealth program. So you guys, for only $33, I'm going to help you completely eliminate any and all resistance that you might have around 7 of your most crippling financial limiting beliefs using a technique called Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT. This is one of my favorite and most effective ways to shortcut the limiting belief process. So as I mentioned before, the process behind integrating a belief is always going to be the same, but there are ways that you can shortcut it and make it integrate into your subconscious mind faster. And tapping is something that I teach in MBA, and I'm also teaching in this bootcamp that you can be a part of that starts on Monday, September 24th. This is a one-time boot camp that's only available for a super limited time, and I would love for you to check it out if you want to go further in this with me and have a blast while doing it. And you can sign up for this boot camp. I'm going to drop a link in the show notes, and I'm also going to let you know that you can find the link by going to my Instagram profile, so at Manifestation Babe. Click the link in my bio, and it'll be right at the top where it says Tapping into Massive Wealth Boot Camp. I love you so much. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I hope it was insightful and informative to you. And let me know how you're going to apply it in your life and how you're going to apply this process to change your beliefs and what some of your old beliefs were in the past and some of the new beliefs that you want to integrate into your subconscious so that your reality can then reflect the new beliefs that you want to manifest. I'm so curious to hear from you. Again, tag me, send me a message, send me an email, and I hope you enjoyed this bonus podcast episode. I love you so much. Have an incredible rest of your week, and I hope I'll be seeing you inside my bootcamp on Monday. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep up with the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by searching at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.